The land down under has never been easier to reach. United Airlines has more flights between the U.S. and Australia than any other U.S. airline, so you can fly nonstop to destinations like Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. Explore dazzling cities, savor the very best of Aussie cuisine, and get up close and personal with the wildlife. Who doesn't want to hold a koala? Go to united.com/Australia to book your adventure.
Welcome to the Shutdown Full Cast. Ain't got no games this week. Ain't got nothing to live to talk about. The LSUfootball.net TV schedule is dang near empty until next season. Yeah, that's what we're looking at, y'all. This is the first podcast of the college football off season. Just to go around the horn, because occasionally we do like to introduce ourselves. You're listening to the dulcet tones of Spencer Hall. Whatever I do, EDSBS type person in SB Nation. Joining me as always, around the horn, geographically speaking. Next to me is Holly Anderson.
Hey.
That's her job description. Hey.
Am I supposed to... Do you want my... Are we doing that introduce yourself shit again?
No, you just did it.
All right.
How often do we do these introductions? Is it like a quarterly
and
review?
It's weirdly always Spencer who wants to talk about... Who wants to be the camp
counselor. Well, you know why. Wild. It's because Spencer doesn't remember our names or what we do.
And you are...
I am currently playing Nintendo and cannot really complain.
This is that thing where you introduce your partner to somebody and you're like, this is Sharon... Because you don't remember who you're meeting. And so you're hoping your partner will just sort of bail you out.
Mm.
Yeah, that one could gracefully just, you know, own that.
Yeah.
Casio dog, own that.
From beautiful Kennesaw, Georgia, we have our college football mayordomo, Jason Kirk.
Shit. No! I lost Baby Yoshi.
That's, again, Holly's introduction is ongoing. It'll just happen like
that. Did
you see
how close I was to the end? Fuck this. Fucking parabeetles.
Hey, Jason.
No, this is good. This is better than anything I had to say.
Yeah, that's Jason's introduction. Fuck shit. Did you see how close I was to getting Yoshi? And then Ryan Nanny. In beautiful Brooklyn, New York.
Nobody knows what my job is. Nobody has a fucking clue. People think this podcast is my entire job, and that's sad.
They really do.
They do.
People think, like, we polled listeners a while back, and they thought, like, I think Ryan is Spencer's boss, or Jason's boss, or they are Ryan's boss. Okay, but beyond the org chart, which none of you are right about, because we don't even know Brian's actual department. I don't even think any listeners have any idea what it is.
No, nobody seems to, and that's fine. You know,
like not even the
it sounds
part
fine,
of the
yeah.
company, let alone what he does there.
That's fine. We're all in a Mexican standoff of bosses, right? Just one gun pointed at the next.
Approve day. My vacation request. You approve my vacation request.
Well, we know Spencer as a Squirtle fan is water type, and Ryan is city, so he's lightning type.
I'm onion type.
Onion. That's grass type.
Okay.
Batter.
That's
type.
All a plant.
I'm not a Pokemon. You have to tell me what I am. I'm not a Pokemon enthusiast. So you have to
okay.
Tell me
okay.
Iron, iron type.
Metal type. Metal yeah. type.
Metal yeah. type. Okay. Metal okay. type.
I'll be.
I accept this and don't know if it's an insult.
No, no. It's just more about these things, how they counter and interplay. Only one can defeat one other, and it's sort of a paper rock scissors kind of thing is what I'm getting at.
Jason here. Is stray dog type.
That would be a fighting type.
Okay.
Anyway, each of us is the boss of one other, and the reports to one other, and no one can ever know.
In a managerial Ouroboros.
I think it's important that we start the off season by recognizing greatness as it passed. And that would be in a tweet from at EA Wilkin 25, Ethan, nickname Ethan, unquote, Wilkinson. It's a catchy nickname, Ethan.
You sound handsome, Ethan.
He is. He is. And he comes from good stock.
How do we know?
Well, the tweet says, so, just found out my wife's best friend's granddad, a lifelong diehard LSU fan, watched Alabama lose Monday, closed his eyes, and passed away at the age of 98. Wow. What a hating ass legend.
We stand a king.
I like to think that in his final moments, he was like, oh man, heaven's going to want to hear about this, or hell, either one.
no matter which way I'm going, I got news, brother.
Must credit LSU grandpa.
On the way out, hit him with the at channel fuck Bama. Imagine if somebody did that.
That's it. Like on the way out the door, just looking at everybody going, Les Miles, you're cool. Ed Ogeron, you're cool. Hey, Mike Shula, you're cool. Nick Saban, fuck you. Yeah. What a god. What a titan of men that he even when they were up merely 37-16 said, no.
Like, this is like the end of the Crucible, but with Boudin.
Yeah, more Boudin. He did it. And he lived to 98, man. That was the last thing he saw was 44-16. Go Tigers, man. In either case.
He knew that Dabo's closest friends would all want to hear about this. I mean the disciples, you herbs.
Yeah, come on. Also, Billy Blanks.
Yeah.
Philippines. I got to talk to my friend Billy.
You Blanks. Know, Downing Thomas was like, okay, I know I have a rep, but did you say 44?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Billy Mays. I'm pretty sure Billy Blanks is still alive. If not, RIP Billy Blanks.
Who is the, John Bastow is the other one who was rumored to be dead when the internet was capable of spreading malicious rumors, but not giving you a clean way to debunk them if you wanted to.
Yeah, fortunately, fortunately we've solved that.
Fortunately, now we just have total information and misinformation at the same time. It's great.
And that means it's good because balance.
Huh?
But that's, I mean, really, like, if that's the last thing you see on the way out, you know, like, if the Cheez-It Bowl had been the last football game I'd ever watched, okay.
Like, Ryan, remember when your daughter was born and there was that period of time when we would just amuse ourselves by counting all the things that hadn't happened yet in her that's world, football-wise? Yes.
Like how her parents haven't been alive for a Georgia national title?
Yeah, that was mostly the one that I was thinking about, only I thought we promised not to talk about Georgia anymore.
I sure didn't sign anything.
I really wanted to pay proper respects to this man by doing what I want
Whose
done
name
at my
was
funeral.
Probably Earl.
You know, I can go Earl.
He sounds like an Earl.
Yeah. You know?
Ranking Earl authority, we will happily claim him.
Oh, fair. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm figuring.
My apologies, Earl.
No. He's from Louisiana. I'm merely co-signing.
I had forgotten.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll just say, like, Earl Valentin Shotaro, whatever your name actually was.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It seems likely that this is the name.
That as all LSU fans, and I think a number of college football fans, including myself, want next should be played at your funeral.
Like a mournful version of neck.
You could do, you know, you could, if you're from Louisiana, I think you go full bore.
Like the,
right?
The Fox injury version of neck.
Yeah.
The other version, the other possibility is to do Ave Maria, but sneaks, suck that tiger dick bitch into it.
Tiger dick.
Suck that tiger dick bitch. suck that time.
Am I no nearer my God to thee?
That's what you really want, is for that chorus to come over the top with, you know, suck that tiger dick, bitch. You know?
Yeah.
The most problematic cheer in all of college football. Actually,
no, is it? No.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's really not.
It's really not.
It's absolutely not.
Florida State's right there, y'all.
Like bestiality is the least of our concerns.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of concerns,
also,
to be clear.
To be clear, we have several concerns. It's not like three.
No.
You know what else isn't like three? Alabama trying to kick
a
field
goal.
Still got it.
It's more like a one. Big middle finger.
That's the end of the show.
Right. Yeah.
It's more like one goalpost. Bong.
I really, really, really do hope, though, that, you know, I hope you all have an end as rewarding as this
fans. What game that's already taken place would this have been for you, Spencer? I know my answer, but I want to hear yours.
Probably, I mean, I have a couple of candidates.
Yeah.
I think the 2017 Tennessee game would have been one.
Why?
Okay.
Right?
The Frank's Hail Mary game?
Yeah, the Frank's Hail Mary game just would have been awful and been like, I'm going to die. It's the last crappy game I see. And then something completely unfair and untoward happens to rob a rival of the only good thing they'll have all season. And then I immediately decease. Would have been pretty great.
Actually, I kind of had the same. I was kind of going on the same instinct there. Like, I did not pick a good game.
Yeah.
Like, do I want to go out on the national title in 98? I do not. I want to go out on the 2009 Tennessee-Georgia game when Jonathan Crompton threw for, like, 900 yards in Athens. By the way, with Mark Richt retiring, Lane Kiffin is undefeated all time versus both him and Steve Spurrier. Suck it, atheists.
Ew. I'm picking Florida State, Oregon in the first college football playoff. Yeah.
Is it that for the
that's
for those
a spicy beat ball?
Reminder, that's the Jameis Winston throws the ball 15 yards backwards game.
Man, I missed that vine.
I probably should have checked out during one instead of waiting for it to finish. It would have been the Super Bowl a couple years ago, but
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't
probably
should
have said, "Oh, skip that. Look, 21-0. I'm out.
28-3. Looking good, buddy.
28-3. Bye."
He never knew. How many Falcons fans would take that deal right now? There's probably like 15 who are like, "I got bills due. Screw it. I'll take that deal."
I mean,
deal.
There's got to be a Falcons fan who died during the Super Bowl.
Statistically, yes.
I mean, just think about our caloric intake. Cholesterol-wise, surely there was one who is in heaven just talking so much shit to
Nah, here's the problem. The one who died in the middle was like, "Lord, I know this is heaven and all is possible through you and your awesome power. Please allow me to see the end of the Super Bowl." And God was like, "Okay, I
don't know."
All right.
If it's a true Falcons fan, he gets up there like, "God, please don't tell me what."
Just let me. Statistically speaking, there were also people out there trying to make decision over whether or not to pull life support.
Yeah.
From a family member who'd been a Falcons fan for a while.
Pull it,
do it now.
I don't know, y'all. I got a feeling.
DNR, do not run, Falcons offense.
As opposed to old Uncle Tater here, I got a feeling about this.
I think you also probably could have, I could have gone out with sheer joy. I could have gone out on this game, honestly, like 44-16, just watching the unexpected happen. I would have been fine with that. Oh, man.
Man, if we talk about the goddamn Peach Bowl one more time.
If I could have gone out with Boise State, Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl.
That's a good pick.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Like, proposes to the cheerleader, and all of a sudden Chris Myers is about to talk and ruin the whole moment with this big, stupid head and voice, and then I die right there at that spot.
Big, stupid head and voice.
How do you feel after you proposed? And she said, "Yes, you probably feel pretty good." Great question, Chris. Phenomenal question.
So after some day when, like, it's like North Dakota State beat Notre Dame in the playoff national championship and 1 million college football fans died on the spot, now we'll know why. Because that would be the funniest possible result of any football game, right? Something like that.
No, Northwestern.
That's too far fetched.
Sorry. Yeah,
no. North Dakota State at least has a path. Refer to them by their full title.
You've been reading Lovecraft, son.
That would mean we'd have to watch Northwestern
play
sports.
Northwestern is more of a Gibson, as they're so eager to tell you.
True. But yeah, I think that whatever.
Talk about a snow crash.
I think any.
Sorry.
That was good, though.
Sorry.
For all our Medill grads. The order of the evening.
For those of us still tethered to this
entering
mortal coil.
Minute 13 of our introduction of this hour-long college football podcast.
Now we're going to hit you with the table of contents, folks.
For those of us still unfortunately tethered to life on Earth.
Girl, let me get up in them appendices.
Yeah.
For those of us still in the temporal realm.
Yep. Ryan, tell them what you hit the listeners with.
I didn't do it. Jason did.
Jason, tell them what you hit the listeners with.
Folks, we have an undetermined origin for this thing of which nobody is claiming responsibility. We asked you, dear listeners, for the things you hope to accomplish this offseason, your offseason goals. It's a long time of year. It's the majority of the year, in fact. So what do you hope to get out of it? And what do you hope your team gets out of all this time? I can start us off real quick. I think I plan to run a marathon, say July, August, something like that.
What's the longest you've done before?
I've done the half.
Okay.
So it'll
got a beautiful tattoo for it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So which one do you want to run?
Probably
you thought about this
somewhere. I'll have to look at the schedule to see if there's anything official going on at the time.
You're not gonna run like a freelance marathon?
I really might.
I mean, you
that's
could
the kind of thing I would do, but
you could just run the Libertarian marathon.
The Sovereign
it's as long as I say it is.
The Sovereign Citizens Marathon.
Sorry, that was me almost falling in some lava
again.
Where it's like it's a tribute to the original. Where it's like I have to run 26 miles to tell the gun shop that the libs are coming or something like that.
Yep, that's right. That's exactly what it was in ancient Greece.
And let's see, a goal for my college football team. I hope Kennesaw State continues to schedule no one at all. I hope we forever remain the team that does not play a goddamn whiff of a good team until we get beaten in the playoffs.
I gotta say, that
very much
like
going
a lot
11-1 every year. It's awesome. I don't know what UCF fans are complaining about. Just kick the shit out of terrible teams. Have a lot of fun for 3 or 4 months. Maybe you win your bowl, maybe you don't. But
that's a dragon. That's a dragon.
Mm-hmm. I would. I was gonna cover. Can I do a reader's one before I do my own? Because I think this is related to mine.
Sorry. Look, y'all got to talk about your fucking video game for like 19 fucking weeks.
Time to pay the fiddler. Rent's due.
Rent's due, Toadette.
Toadette's Antifa. I think we can all like agree on that.
Can we have that guy on the show?
Yeah, we need that guy.
She's Black Bloc.
Black Bloc Antifa. This is canon. I wanted to just mention an important one.
I just beat the Koopa that looks like Spencer.
Damn.
I know. I'm taking L's and I'm not even playing the game, man.
I didn't even make you Morton. Calm down.
At TC Internet says, one, stop losing to 9-year-olds in Smash Brothers online who call me peener butt.
Is that for a resolution for us or for them?
You know what? I'm going to make it a resolution to stop losing to the 8-year-old in my house who calls me peener butt when
dad butt.
Dad butt. Yeah. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to get at least good enough
at
Smash.
I'm going to resolve to teach your 8-year-old some better burns.
Okay. That's because he's going to use them on me because he's probably
still going to be.
Dad
butt.
Yeah, that was his. What was it? You let him win in something. And he was like, dad butt.
Oh, yeah. Never again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what did you let him win in? I forget.
I let him win in a game of, what was it? Oh, Cars 3, the combat arena section of Cars 3. And he screen capped it and put, ha ha ha, lol, dad sucks or something like, as a screen cap. Which I was at
after you let him win.
I was at the moment like,
So. Kentucky fans, please send Spencer screen grabs of the end of the Florida-Kentucky game with that written over it.
Yeah, to 38 Godfrey.
I'm pretty sure he wrote Twitter. Dad butt, which is funnier, I think.
Yeah. The other one, he has another goal, which is have fun and make new friends. Go IU Hoosiers. Fun and Indiana. I know, it's basketball. That's why it's a goal. Yeah. But I wanted to go ahead and be like, you know, that's not a bad goal. That's manageable. That's small. That's achievable, right? That you might be able to at least beat. You hopefully could beat like at least 1 9-year-old and then call them a peener butt. That's the goal.
So it's my turn?
Yes.
Wait, you didn't say what yours were, though, did you?
We're going to come back to mine. Okay. I just had to address Diva. I had to address important peener butt news first.
My goals for Florida I think like just Dan Mullen not doing anything catastrophically embarrassing, not doing nothing memeable. If he can just not be memed over the course of the off season, that would be good. I realize that like
Ryan, would you rather have a 10-win season or a meme-free offseason?
Meme-free offseason.
All right, no, I want to find the line here. 11-win season.
11-win season. Meme-free offseason. 11-win season. Yeah, 11-win season.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
And the personal one, so this is the time of year where, because I'm deeply broken, I get most excited thinking about cool shit we can do over the course of the off season and next year. So like, I don't have anything specific, but I just like know in my head, this is when we're going to figure out, you know, this is the time of year last year when I just, or a couple years ago when I was like, okay, Bloomin' Onion, that's the thing I want to do. This is the time of year last year when I think we started to talk about doing a live show. This, I'll go ahead and put this out into the universe. If you live near the Lafayette Popeyes and you are willing to be an emissary and you think that you have sort of the if you think you can do this in a convincing way, if you're going to show up and, you know,
yeah, podcat,
damn, and you want to help us make this happen, let me know. Like, if I was close, I would do it myself, but let's just make this the year we do the Popeyes buffet live show.
Yeah, there's a number of you that are under the impression that this hasn't happened because we don't want it to happen. That's right. Absolutely not the case.
That's false. Yeah. So those are my goals.
Yeah, we've definitely mentioned before that you don't have to tell us that we want this to happen.
Yeah. No, have you met us? Do we're you very know suggestible. Our feelings about this chicken?
So Spencer, what are yours then?
Okay, my goal is, one, I would like to read actual books a lot more. Like, I have 3 or 4 already sort of, like, on the docket. I will read them. Not because they're just on my... You know, like, because your books are on the shelf doesn't mean you really have to read them, right?
And I have on the shelf?
Yeah.
You know what would help?
It could take them off.
Yeah.
Take them!
Just Sam. Do, 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 do.
So I want to do that.
Not that one.
What books are on that list?
Oh, you know, like I got a bunch of like stuff I'm not going to read that's like recommended or prestige. And I really should just read what I want to and what I meant. Like today I ordered, you know what I ordered today to read?
There's a lot of fan fiction that's like in hard.
The Kenny Stabler autobiography Snake.
Like
I ordered that. I ordered that hardcover and I even paid for like, you know, Amazon 2-day shipping because I gotta have hot Kenny Stabler stories from like the 70s.
Oh, they're all hot. Don't worry.
Well, it's South Alabama. It ain't cold.
Radioactive.
Yeah. And it involves Kenny Stabler.
Welcome to the new snake.
So it's gonna be hot. So I just like, I wanna read a lot more of that. Like, I do actually occasionally my interest intersects something that's like vaguely prestige. I wanna read that book about Theranos. The because mm-hmm. Yeah, I love
blood something, right?
Blood work.
I love rich, insane people.
Right. Yeah. I like books where, you know, Bad Blood. That's the name of it. Bad Blood.
Is it really?
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that great?
Wow.
That's exactly what you should call that book. Like, don't aim high.
I was going to call it In Gold Blood. Yeah. You know, my Theranos book.
But, you know, I want to read that because it's about idiots losing money. And I think
that, you know, that's not Thanos, right?
Yeah. It's, yeah, okay. It's, Thanos is starting a blood company.
The Theranos workout plan. What actually?
Yeah, no, that's an idea. You don't actually have to do it. You just tell everyone you did it. And then, you know,
wait, that's, oh my God, have we been living in this all along?
I know we have. So, but yeah, like, I want to read that because it's idiots losing money. And I absolutely, that's the best plot for me, is idiots lose money or something happens at sea. Those are, if you can combine those,
if those, you can, are really the only two plots.
Those are the only, yeah, man has only ever come up with two original plots, and those are those two plots.
This sounds like a Fyre Festival.
Yeah, which is why I'm going to watch both of those documentaries.
I was gonna say, is there a book about this?
There's two.
There, yes, this, did Hulu, you see this?
Hulu beat Netflix to the, Netflix is dropping. Today is Monday. I think Netflix comes out on Wednesday. And out of, Hulu had announced that they were doing a documentary, but sort of that got lost in the mix and they hadn't released a trailer or anything. And today Hulu was just like, boom, here it is. Fuck you, Netflix.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah. So we have an Armageddon Deep Impact situation with Fyre Festival?
Correct, correct.
Docs, yeah. Awesome. And I'm still going to watch both of them.
I'll be busy for the next 4 hours.
Watching both of these documentaries about the biggest collection. I do know this about the Hulu one. It has somebody saying, well, when Ja Rule gets involved with something, you know it's real.
That's why he's called Ja Real.
It's literally the Dave Chappelle joke made real.
Yeah. No, that's it. Yeah. So that's my goal. My team goal this offseason would be for everybody to just practice a whole bunch of reps and stuff so that, you know, they actually know what they're doing on every single play, and we can actually, like, you know, do a little bit more offensively. That'd be cool.
They were fine.
I like that.
They were fine on offense.
No, they were fine, but, like, reps, just go, just practice.
It, like, sounds like the goal for Florida is to have the most boring offseason possible.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah, the boring is great, man. Nobody gets injured. Nobody falls off a scooter. Nobody has, like, an outlandish firearm charge. Our coach isn't, you know, recruited away, you know, which is a new concern for us. I know. But
he doesn't fuck a shark.
You know what? I don't really care. As long as Dan Mullen's winning, he can pose nude with whatever form of marine life he wants to.
No, I want to be clear. I'm not okay with that.
You're not okay. Okay.
What if he does it in a really boring way?
If it's a tasteful campaign for, like, the Monterey Bay Aquarium, yes.
So, okay.
Dan Mullen.
If it's like the shark and I went to a Best Western. Yeah. Stayed there for one night.
Dan Mullen's always been passionate about sea otters.
Ah, that's not quite the same as a shark.
Yeah,
that's
a little.
That's a cute little animal.
It's a little darker, right? How about a squid?
No. Sea otters are assholes. they're terrible.
Squid seem like they got a lot of crevices, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
this,
boy.
This is getting Japanese, right?
Yeah. Let's just go back to the original purpose of this segment.
Yeah.
Y'all don't want to be cosmopolitan. Fine.
I thought we were talking about ambitions, Ryan.
Sorry.
Boring off season. Read a lot more. I have very, very low bars to clear this off season
because these goals are not different from, like, a man in prison who's just trying to, like, serve out another couple years. I just want
somebody who's.
I just want to read more and no trouble. That's all I want.
Or a guy who's having a house built. Yeah, I got enough going on. All right, we're doing redos, Ryan.
Home ownership, the modern prison.
Why wouldn't that be your goal then?
Because that's happening whether I want it to or not.
Okay.
That's.
He also doesn't want to jinx it. Like, the minute he says, "Oh, I want this to happen," his contractor is going to call him and be like, "Yeah, it turns out all your floors were made out of dead ghosts, so we got to replace that."
Oh, that sucks.
Close to those good live ghost floors.
Yeah,
that's what I thought,
you know,
I had.
Live ghosts work, but dead ghosts.
Yeah, that's what I thought I had. No, so I don't like to. I don't even like to talk about that. That's how superstitious I am about it.
That's fine.
That, like, I don't. It'll be real. Like, I have. I am so pessimistic that I don't actually like to even consider that this is real. That we're going to have a roof, right? Like, no.
This is also your approach to Florida football in 2018 and 19.
Yeah.
So,
That's why I don't talk about it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
Yeah.
I was just thinking out loud.
All right, Jason, you have some submissions from the readers, right? The listeners.
So, yeah, we've all taken a look through these various lists on Twitter and the Reddit. And one, before we get into some others, one group I want to acknowledge is the Bama fans. Because you folks don't usually have things to worry about in an off season. If we're being honest, your worries are usually like, oh, we lost 10 draft picks.
People, they deserve it.
But usually the Bama fans' concerns are like, oh, we have to replace Steve Sarkisian. You know, like every team has to replace Steve Sarkisian. That happens to every team every year. Bama fans usually don't have, but right now you do. You kind of do have some problems and concerns because you just lost a football game by 28 points. And that is not a thing that teams that are in that are on excellent footing tend to do. So let's see. Let's just run through them real quick. Marcus R. Jackson on Twitter wants to lose 15 pounds. A lot of people in that boat exiting January, and wants to hire some coordinators we keep for at least 3 years. Hashtag Roll Tide. Can you imagine Bama having a coordinator for 3 years? Like, Kirby was there for a while, but
he slept. He went into hibernation during the off season, so it didn't add up to full years.
Yeah, he was on that Georgia time.
He went and worked at the rallies. That's where he's went and worked a seasonal job.
Peeling Alice, also on Twitter, wants to demolish the patriarchy. That's a good off season goal.
Yes.
I think you can get that done in like 5 months.
Not for an Alabama fan.
And once Saban needs to stop turning his coaching staff into a home for wayward coaches. Sensing a trend here.
Hey, there haven't been any rumors about who might join Alabama recently, have there?
Sark is back, right?
Oh, I thought there was a sexier rumor.
I can't keep track. What else do we have?
Oh, I don't know if this is a thing or not, but there were people speculating that Bobby Petrino was joining the staff.
Oh.
That's all we need to say about it. That's enough.
That is sexy.
You know, like Bear Bryant said, Mama call.
Rammer jammer.
Help.
Pine 46 Steven on Twitter says, wants to lose a pound or two, maybe read a book. Good standards there. Also wants Bama to get in the best shape of their life, stop wasting time in class, and study the playbook and more film study, more defense in big games, hire a few NFL coaches as analysts.
I like the modest goals there.
I sort of feel like desperation is setting in here.
It's good.
We can't keep these college coaches. Let's.
Isn't it great? You're down here with the rest of us.
I like this one a lot. This was accompanied with the shocked Pikachu Avi with a Bama hat on him. Personal goal. Care about my team less so when they get stomped by Clemson in the national championship, it doesn't hurt as badly as it did. Goal for Bama. Figure out how to not get stomped by Clemson in the national championship as badly as they did.
Let's pause on this first. Think about how wild that is, that assuming you've been an Alabama fan for a sizable portion of time, and all of the good you have seen, and all of the success you have enjoyed, even a historic run of winning and championships and dominance cannot insulate you from the pain of getting stomped. That's like,
what happened to your carapace? We're supposed to be great at those.
I'm just like, it's a little depressing.
I don't
all
know.
The shit
I,
like, about I, the history of this sport, and you know, we're piling up banners and trophies and accolades and all that. Like, that's cool and all, but really, when you really boil it down, the only thing that matters is who got their ass kicked most recently.
Yeah,
that's all. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
It's like life, man.
Like, go up to a Kentucky fan and talk some shit right now about Florida. They'll laugh in your face. Why? Because they've beaten you once in the last 32 years, but it happened to be this year.
Oh, it's a fresh one. Yeah.
Like, the 31 years, gone, poof, it never happened.
Yeah, they're baked goods. It's like, whoa, man, I've had 32 good croissants here. And they're like, yeah, man, guess what? I have the last one. I got the last one. It was so fresh.
You got to stop eating 32 croissants in one sitting.
Okay. I do not.
You know what? That's the kind of
reason I didn't list my resolutions.
Yeah, that's the kind of thinking that got us beat by Kentucky, right? You go ahead. This offseason, Florida football, eating all the pastries.
Croissant bulk.
The bulk bowl.
From the Reddit, Deja Intendude, perhaps. Personal goal, record an acoustic album. I'm going to assume it's just Rammer Jammer. 10 different ways. Bama goal, get better assistant coaches. Please, no Sark, please.
About that.
Last,
that's
funny. Last in the Bama group from Lone Star AL on Twitter. Personal goal, not eat any more fast food. Team goal, not have the president feed them fast food. Well, there's one way to avoid that. That's to let Clemson take that particular bullet because Clemson went to the White House, and in case you were not on college football internet on Monday, the president fed them fast food. Not just fast food, but like the most basic, mediocre.
But like DC's the home of Five Guys. Surely they at least got gigantic burgers.
Nope.
No, the president can't afford to buy a whole football team Five Guys.
Our president poor.
I mean, that is a lot of money. Five Guys is real expensive.
Our resident thousandaire president.
So what I'm unclear about is there was Wendy's at this, right? It was mostly McDonald's, but like there's not a Wendy's. The closest Wendy's is like a bit of a drive. It wasn't just sort of like, oh, this is nearby and this is easy. Like,
so they like drove past all the Popeyes and Chipotle.
No, they tore out a library in the White House and put in an in-office Wendy's, like the little sad Starbuckses right. You see on corporate campuses. Clearly,
they got a bunker Wendy's.
Like the closest, yeah. I think the closest White House, the closest Wendy's, I think is like 20 minutes away.
Man, I know who has the bunker Wendy's though. It was built by Boehner. Like Wendy's is an Ohio thing, right? Yeah. Yeah, he had one put in at like the congressional bunker. Oh, had a Wendy's put in when you needed to take the edge off after a long night.
He's got the skin tone of a man who lives on chicken nuggets. Yeah.
Yeah, that man's listen, three Marlboros, little eye opener, and a loaded baked potato. Hey, girl, I'll buy you a Frosty.
I don't think we've talked enough about what John Boehner is doing with his life right now.
isn't he a weed lobbyist?
Yeah, he's super, yes. super chill, bro. Super.
He's a weed hustler now, yeah. Tells you how to get in on the weed business, and I'm like, brother, I have numerous forms of music that have beaten you to this seminar.
So of the many things that were humorous about the dinner setup for Clemson's White House visit, what did you all enjoy the most? I know what my personal answer is, but I want to hear from y'all.
I enjoy that he was still wearing his really badly tailored coat indoors.
Sure.
That was poorly cut so that he just looked like, he really does look like a big vacuum cleaner wearing a human skin. just being Roomba'd.
Like one of those old ones that's got big canvas bags.
Oh yeah, like horrible smelling gasoline powered vacuum cleaner. Kerosene-powered vacuum cleaner from the 50s. And then slapped with, like, 2 feet of lunch meat on either side, like surplus lunch meat and cheese.
Now I'm upset.
Right? And then a sort of synth skin pulled over that, topped with a few delicate, light golden hairs pulled from a fresh corpse's head. Not a fresh corpse, I'm sorry.
Surplus meat and cheese. Here's Wendy's.
Yeah. I like that he probably got Wendy's for vegetarians. Yeah,
that's just in case they're vegetarians. Like looking at the spread, the salads, I believe the salads are Wendy's, and he has like, I think these are like wraps from Wendy's.
Yeah, that's it. Though, get something light. Get it from Wendy's.
So how much to get of what thing in this scenario is what I'm kind of fascinated.
Panicked guesswork.
He's such a fucking cheap ass. He's like, oh, we'll just get like 20. Quarter pounders, 20 quarter pounders of cheese.
He's not
and then
cheap,
just, like,
he's poor.
Get an armload of salads.
So my actual first... Oh, wait, are we still doing... Did I interrupt somebody's thought? Because I have thoughts.
Please, go ahead.
Like, I did a lot of talking in our immediate aftermath podcast to talk about how so much of Clemson's success owes to what they've done as an institution. in terms of committing to this football program. Man, those boys have been eating training table steak for months, if not years at this point, depending on how long they've been on the team. That much fast food is going to upset their systems. I think that this was an act of sabotage on behalf of a president who's secretly pulling for the tide.
I will also point this out. Have you ever had to, at the last minute, get a lot of food for people and yourself been hungry and stressed and panicked?
Yeah, it's called going to the beach.
Yeah, this is exactly what this looked like, right? Like when dad's got to scramble for food, right, to get dinner for like six kids.
I don't know. We're having bacon and ravioli. I don't know.
If you've been at that drive-through speaker and gone, how many hamburgers do you need? And you're just like, I don't know.
This is a Sinbad routine. I need a cheeseburger and a Coke and a cheeseburger and a Coke and a cheeseburger and a Coke.
Yeah. It's when you go, how many do you need? And the answer in your head, you could say 10 or you could say 70.
How
and that number is the
got?
Same. Yeah.
Just keep them coming.
Just give me just give me a sack. That's what some, because you know, nobody.
Our sack president. Our man, he's like a crystal sack full in human form. He's like a crystal sack full Patronus.
If you put up, you say expecto Patronum, and that's what pops up. Yeah, yeah. Quit wizarding. Just
quit wizarding, Donald
my
Trump.
My favorite is, my favorite thing to think about this scenario is that, so the president eats a lot of fast food normally, but, you know, and people have talked about like what his go-to order is, and it's pretty gross and sounds unpleasant, but whatever. But when that,
I don't think I know this.
I can look this up. It's like a chocolate shake, a Big Mac, and a Filet-O-Fish.
The chocolate shake and Filet-O-Fish should actually turn to concrete, like in your stomach.
I hope those
hold on.
Bites.
Hold on. I've got it right here. Okay. His go-to order is two Big Macs, two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches, and a large chocolate shake.
Oh.
So it's just like, it's a lot. It's a lot. But
where
I get
his parents.
But I get that they're dead.
In hell.
I get that somebody goes out and get that, you know, probably a Secret Service agent or an aide or something goes out, gets the food. And they probably have to do some inspecting of it to make sure that, you know, the president's not going to be poisoned or whatever. But they had to do this for 100, you know, hundreds of individual fast. Like, what is that security process like? How, especially during a government shutdown, how are we screening all of this food?
Oh, it wasn't. It wasn't at all.
No, that's what GAs are for.
No, it's absolutely, yeah, some GA's sitting there and it's just like, listen, I'm going to eat it, and if I die in the next 2 minutes, okay? Somebody's like, the things you'll do for Clemson football. They'll be like, would you do that for our president? Hell no. Would you do that for Clemson? Man, hand it over. Do anything for these Tigers. They've worked hard.
The other thing I like, in some of the photos of like the setup before Clemson got there, you know, there's the president proudly lording over his stacks on stacks on stacks. But there's also another man who is probably White House staff or who knows what, who's, you know, setting things up and getting the candelabra, all of that. And he's wearing a tux.
Oh, yeah, there
he doesn't have
a candelabra.
He doesn't have the jacket on, but he's got like a bow tie and what looks like a tuxedo shirt, and suspender. And I'm like, so this dude woke up this morning and said, it's time to look nice. Clemson's coming to town. Put on a tuxedo and then had to artfully arrange boxes of Quarter Pounders and Big Macs. That's amazing. That's a person. That's a day a real person had.
So a lot of people compared this spread to the one in Talladega Nights where they're praying to baby Jesus around like Mountain Dew and Wonder Bread and Little Caesars. I thought of a different John C. Reilly, Will Ferrell scene, the one where they're wearing tuxes and farting and during a job interview.
Well, one last.
Like,
yeah.
This is just one of the funniest meals anyone has ever come up with.
Yes.
And I think.
To criticize this meal is to ignore the amazing comic quality of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
also,
was it appropriate? No. Is it hilarious and therefore good? Sure.
It is also, the shutdown Fullcast of state meals. I will
you
say
made
that.
The Cheez-It Bowl. This is what you give the Cheez-It Bowl champions.
Think about what every other White House visit in every other era has gone through. They go, I don't know, got some like rubber chicken, and you know, the president, you know, remembered he shouted me out, you know, like, hey, made a joke about me. That was fun. And then, you know, we got to look around, and then they ushered us out, and it was over. And these guys get to go like, man, I don't know, man. We were some busted ass fast food feasts with this morons.
It's important that they know that grown-ups lie.
Here's the other good part. So, like, business will continue in the government to the extent that it is right now. So that means, like, Chuck Schumer is going to come to the White House in a couple days, and the president is going to hand him a multiple-day-old Filet-O-Fish. Just, here we go. You hungry? Go ahead.
Been sitting in the fridge. You know he's not throwing that shit out. He's gonna be eating that shit for a week.
Oh, and the intern who went and got this, right? In addition to there being no screening, he's not being reimbursed.
No.
Not a chance. He's sitting on like, he's like, I don't know. I got like 600, 700 bucks worth of fast food. Just got to invoice that. Don't invoice it.
But you got the miles, didn't you?
Yeah, but those miles have to be reimbursed by whom? The IRS.
You're not getting any. And even if you file it, it's never getting back to you.
Take it from some sports writers, kid. We know when you're getting fucked on expenses.
The other thing is this. How much money do you think Trump thought this cost? He was like, that's probably 40 bucks. How much could it be?
Either he thought, oh, this is only like $35, or it was like,
it's an $18,000 dinner.
Yeah. You fellas, you're dining big time now.
It's like, this is what I have on my special day.
But that's true.
It's like $100,000.
That's true. This is a special dinner for him.
They literally are eating like the president. Didn't say which president.
Oh my god, that's what he was doing. He was like, let me show you the food of my people.
I can show
travelers from far off lands.
Would you like to dine like the most powerful man alive?
Shimmery, shining splendor.
The world is my food court.
The carpet with just that Wendy stack on it.
Aladdin, you've shown me so many things.
God, do you think he was bummed the first time he went to the United Nations and he's like, there's no Panda Express here. This is bullshit.
I think that's a little too spicy for him. I doubt he's ever been to Panda Express.
There's no Sbarro. Are you fucking kidding me?
I think in his mind, the United Nations is like, there's a Chinese McDonald's. There's an Italian McDonald's. There's an Australian McDonald's.
Like, how, like, consider the people in the room there. Dabo still had an amazing time. He's probably like, oh man, the president, he gave us McDonald's. That was amazing.
I haven't had a Happy Meal since 1998.
Just like us.
I do wish whoever had gotten this food had, as a nod to the internet, just gotten a single Arby's item and put it by itself.
Shout out to our buddy, the Gurgling Cod, who I'm sure had an apoplectic fit when he saw this. Go Tigers.
You know, hey, that's what college students would want anyway. Well, there's a lot of other things you didn't give them when they visited, okay, that college students would want anyway. It's not a good idea.
Let's do some more listener aspirations for the off season. I pulled a couple from our Reddit squad. I'm going to start with this one from, appropriately, Give Pizza a Chance. Personal goal, finish chemotherapy and hopefully start teacher certification. Yeah, that sounds great. Good luck with that.
Yeah,
we hope it all goes super well.
Yeah.
Show off.
Texas Tech goal, get a signee named Goose to go along with Maverick and Iceman. Is this true? Yeah.
We must research this.
Yeah, they do. They did add a JUCO tight end whose name is Travis Kuntz, but he goes by Iceman. He was destined. Yeah. Fuck. You gotta go get the goose. Whoever it is, find a goose. Even though that doesn't bode well for that person's playing career, but whatever. Go ahead.
I would like to choose this one. This is from at Gord93. His personal goal is to adopt a horse. I mean, I think that's noble, right? If you're in a good position to support and take care of a horse, I encourage people to do it. That's great.
Rescue. Including emotionally support a horse.
No lie.
Support the hindquarters.
They're extremely sensitive animals. And, but, comma, teach it to place kick. Okay. That.
Ooh.
I support the ambition and I wish you luck.
Don't you dare rain on this man's dream. Why can't a horse have goals?
It stops here. That's what I'm saying.
Do you know horses have three hearts?
I question whether...
That's three times as many wishes.
I question, and like 3 points. It's destiny. I just question whether a horse can have field goals is my...
It's got a regular heart and then a heart for the front legs and a heart for the back legs.
That's true.
That's what Mike Gundy's looking for. I want a quarterback with three hearts. I saw a snake with three hearts once. It was the strongest snake in Oklahoma. His other goal is to, and this is for the team, I guess, is a 100% field goal percentage by the place kicking horse. Sir, again, I wish you luck. But if you do get the horse to even place kick, perfection seems a bit far-fetched.
So here's the one downside of this. Being a college kicker now sucks, right? It's a lot of pressure. You have virtually no support. Getting recruited is a fucking nightmare because college football staffs, you know, they have a special teams coordinator, but half the time, you hear these stories all the time, like, that guy knows nothing about place kicking, and your development in college may be like, here's a camera and an iPad, see what you're doing wrong and try to fix it on your own. So now, on top of this... You are kicker A. You go to insert school here. At your rival school or at another school in the conference, there's a fucking horse that's kicking 100% on field goals, and now you're being compared to that. Do you know how much that sucks? Do you know how much it will suck to have people say, hey, why do you keep missing field goals when a literal horse can do it?
Yeah, but here's the deal, okay? And this is what I would want to see if a horse actually became a field goal kicker, right? Is I would want a horse to miss a crucial field goal and for no one to say, well, that's what happens when you make a horse your field goal kicker. Instead, I want everybody to go, college kickers.
Glue.
That'd be a great moment in species equality.
Glue.
When we just bypass it, we're
He's a real glue guy.
We're like, damn it, Chauncey. Gah. Been so inconsistent since October. It's in his head.
Well, it's because he can't look straight at the goal, dumbass. They got to stare at.
That's why you kick on an angle.
Do you think? I was gonna say. Do you think the horse is kicking?
No, I mean, horses got to stay. Horses can't kick frontwards. They got to face away from the goal.
Oh, you think they're like donkey kicking it?
Well, I mean, do their knees bend in such a way to allow? I don't think the horses have that kind of hip motion.
Does
anybody know anything about the hip flexors of horses? Texas A&M fans, please at 38 Godfrey.
Do that. Send that to Godfrey.
A Texas A&M fan has probably written a 42-page paper on this, right?
I got my PhD in horse kicking.
That's what animal would be the best kicker, right? Like, this is a point of discussion.
A donkey.
No, I mean, like, straight on, like, if you actually had to kick a field goal. And you have to have forward flexion, right? Or rear kicking, looking back, right? The look back at it technique.
If I train an alligator to whip its tail and hit the ball, are we counting that?
If you can get it to do it consistently, man.
I mean, it's a kangaroo, I guess, right?
That's a good one.
Well, a kangaroo kicks forward, right?
Right.
I don't know if it can do like a toe kick or it can do like a directional
kick.
Well,
neither
right?
can Bama.
I'm going to go with, because I've seen them do this in an attack, I'm going to go with a giraffe because a giraffe has that long lever, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I've seen footage of giraffes kicking lions. And if you can kick a lion into the air, which they can do.
If you can kick a lion, you can kick a ball.
I'm guessing that. They can decapitate a lion with a kick. I'm pretty sure they can hit one from 60.
I think an elephant is a good plan for this. And yes, I recognize the Bama joke there. Not necessarily because they'll be really good at it, but who the fuck's going to like sign up to block a field goal kicked by a fucking elephant?
I'm faking every time to the kicker in that case. If the elephant's on the field, we are running the damn ball is what we're doing. I don't care what it is. You got to bring it down before it gets to the sticks, kid.
I personally don't believe in elephants. Just my opinion.
How the hell are you going to call a horse collar? It's not even a horse.
Just wrap up, okay?
You ever
just
try wrap to put up. A collar on a fucking elephant?
Here's the problem. Somebody's going to do their Edison research and be like, electrocution, that's legal.
Yeah, that's you can apparently, if you have money, you can do that. We got Nick Saban, so we're gonna go ahead and employ that defense here.
This got fucking dark. Okay, this is from
starting now. This got dark.
This is from Quietude38 on our Reddit. Personal goals: eat better, meditate more, stop being such a pain in the ass to deal with for my wife and kids.
That's step one right there.
Yeah.
Step one.
Yeah.
Good self-awareness.
Yeah.
Goal for Kentucky. Well, you're a Kentucky fan, so you're probably still going to be a pain in the ass for your wife and kids. Sorry. Prove 2018 wasn't entirely a fluke. That's a good, reasonable and good goal for your football team.
Especially for Kentucky, man. Have two really good years in a row. That'd be huge for Kentucky.
Yeah.
To have two really good years in a row, right? Yeah. Or to even have a really good followed by a good. That would be a lot for that program, right?
Yes.
Any kind of consistency.
Like, what are we talking about? Like, 8 wins, probably?
Yeah, man. Go 8-5, beat the right teams. Like, you know, you want those 5 to fall where they should fall, right?
Right. Lose like a West game because everybody will sort of ignore that. Don't lose to Vanderbilt. Don't lose
a road game in the SEC East, right?
Yes, right, right.
Like, those add up. And as long as you beat the dog off Louisville at the end of the year, I think you're good, man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
This is great. And that's going to happen next year because they're not going to be out of the woods for a while.
I also have one from Cashlock. Personal goal, figure out how people with jobs and kids make time to play more video games. Do you have any advice here, Spencer or Jason?
To play more video games?
Yeah, when you have a job and you have children.
I'm gonna give you a real pro tip here. All right. You're gonna have to get up early.
the same way that people approach like going to the gym more or whatever.
What? If this is your goal, man, the only way to get anything done as an adult is to get up earlier. That's it, right? When people go, the most effective people in the world get up at 5 a.m. No, you know what they're doing? They're trying to get away from everyone who wants something. That's all they're doing, right? And they're like, I'm so happy because for 2 hours I get up and I just fart in my chair and drink my coffee slowly. They're not doing anything. You think Tim Cook's doing anything at Apple? No, no one who makes that much money actually does anything. He's sitting there reading Auburn 247, okay? That's what he's doing. He's like, I got to get these hot recruiting tips in before people start emailing me about, I don't know, Chinese tariffs or whatever. No. Right? Like, our profits are down, whatever. I got to follow up on this important defensive tackle. You think they're different?
We got to fire Gus Malzahn is what matters most.
Yeah. Right? He probably wakes up at 5. And you know what Tim Cook does? He emails Gus and he's like, damn it, Gus, what is wrong? What's wrong? Gotta get it together,
man. Said in my newsletter,
and Gus Malzahn's been up since 4 playing Mario Kart.
Yeah, that's right.
Sleep is trash. Been up since 4 on a boat deep sea fishing.
That's right. And playing
and
Super
thriving.
Playing Super Mario Kart on the Switch because he's on a boat. That's it. He's got
sleep,
the mobile
sleep
going.
Is a big waste of time.
Yeah. No, you know what? You're going to go to bed early. You get up early. That's fine. Right? You're like, oh, I'm going to get more sleep. Cool. Go to bed at 9. Wake up at 5. Play a little Red Dead 2. Okay.
So basically act like a hyper productive and successful person, but actually just you're shifting your schedule so you can play more video games.
You got to sneak
it's
it in
still
on
productive.
The front end as well.
Yeah. Depending on what your job is, you can also frame this as executive time.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
In the residence.
Call a little personal. When somebody asks you how you're doing physically, be like, there's never been a more fit me than me.
Alternatively, when somebody asks you how you're doing personally, say, got it coming out both ends, and they won't bother you, and you can play video games more.
Yeah. Also, if you feel in the least guilty about this, you know what you can do? Dead serious. Get you a cheap treadmill or exercise bike, put it right there in front of the TV. Totally serious. I have done this. It is
Do awesome. You sit in it? No.
No, no, no. Don't say that. No.
It's just there.
It's exercise there. By osmosis.
As long as you don't like stack hoodies on it and like use it as a coat rack, people will assume you use it. And that's just the same as actually using it.
That's true. The goal for Georgia Tech, Cash Lock's chosen team, score more than 16 versus Clemson in the season opener / ACC network debut. Maybe stick to the video game goal.
No, that's good. You outscored Bama. That's a good goal. I think that's a goal for every team that plays Clemson next year. Outscore Bama. They're losing their whole defensive line. What if they give up more than 16 points in like every game?
This wasn't hard.
We look back like, damn, Louisville scored more than 16 points. I think that's a great goal for every team.
Okay.
I like this one from Jim Gordon on Twitter. This combo, personal goal, start biting my nails. It's written as start, and that's fascinating.
It's achievable. It's very achievable.
But like, can you develop it as a habit?
I don't know. It comes so naturally to me. Like, I don't feel like you could just pick that up. You know, you either have it or you don't.
Yeah, you've had a long time to refine your technique and ingrain this in your mind as something that champions do.
Oh, yeah, and have the kind of restraint where you're like, no, not going to bite them today. Need to let these go a little bit. Yeah.
But sometimes you do go too far, don't you?
No. This is one of my few actual skills. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Spencer Hall, and I'll come bite your nails just right.
I will. We have an entire network of people who...
This is how we're going to get the charity bowl.
That's right. Just download the app. And we'll send somebody to your house to bite your nails for you.
Nibble to nubbins.biz.
Yes. Nubbins. Use the promo code Spencer 420. Spencer Blaze it 420.
Thing I found out this week, our WolfDick69 Twitter account is still active.
Yes.
They have not taken that away from us now. Jack. And Nazis.
Oh yeah, because Twitter's
whoever else is in charge.
Because Twitter's all over the keeping it clean side of things.
Twitter has pretty.
I had heard. Man. Yeah, I see no reason to doubt.
Also, Jim wants to leave the ACC for the Big East. I took a look at Jim's account and couldn't figure out what team this refers to. So let's just say it's
Miami. Syracuse. Miami.
Pitt. Yeah, no, that's who's like reminiscing for the Big East, right?
Miami or Virginia Tech?
Almost everyone, actually.
I actually would like that if Miami went independent but said that they were rejoining the Big East.
Miami's like, we are the Big East. Who is more Eastern than Miami?
If you went right now to like Miami, Pitt, Syracuse, Louisville, West Virginia.
Boston College.
Hey, fellas, we want to get the band back together. Don't they all say, like, you know what? Yeah, that was a lot more fun sometimes winning. I guess Syracuse would say, no, we've earned our place. We'll stay here.
Right.
We're a dominant force in the ACC.
Now, mind you, they did that after like 15 out of 20 of the last years. They have been in the gutter. Right. They have been in the wilderness.
The worst part is UConn would be like, hey, guys, what about us? They'd be like, later, fuckers. Fuck off.
No, you got to win your conference to make the playoff. They need UConn.
Nobody needs UConn.
Yeah, man. You add UConn in there, that is a nice stats pattern.
Ugh.
I'm thinking of Jason's strat here.
I mean, think about why the Big Ten added Rutgers. Was it to add all those TVs? No, it's so you can score 70 points.
That's right, and they've had nothing but playoff success since then.
Whew, you want somebody who has got a goal, like, and I hope you do it. I'm being very serious, and I am thoroughly encouraging you to do this. And at one point, of course, take a branded selfie, you know, encouraging everyone to listen to the Shutdown Fullcast while you're doing this. You won't, because you'll be too busy, like, puking sports drink up over your handlebars to do this, because although if you're able to do it while puking up sports drink over your handlebars, that would be very on brand, in my opinion. D.S. Sarek, also known as the Alabama Grammar Nazi. It's a hell of a title, sir.
But you repeat yourself.
He wants to complete, let's see, the Chaha Challenge. The Chaha Challenge, which is, I'm mispronouncing, I'm sure, but is a bike race around Anniston, Alabama, which is pretty hilly. A 100-mile, 10,000 feet of elevation change bike race. Whew! That's some ambition, y'all.
Yeah, that's puke-worthy.
Yeah, seriously puke-worthy. And then, for his team, as the accomplishment, Fire Matt Luke. Short, sweet, to the point. I like it.
Life's funny.
The focus is what I like here, okay?
I like that's that it's like. An off-season goal, not a goal for the football season goal. Itself.
Right. I also like that you gave yourself one hard goal, this bicycle race, and one easy goal, fire the coach everyone hates.
I know, this is amazing.
We want him fired. We want his ass out of here before football season begins. I think that means the public records are being rifled through right now.
Wait, hold on. At a stable institution like Ole Miss, how could such a thing happen?
Does Matt Luke have the most quietly upsetting spoonerism name in FBS?
Lat Muke?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
Muke.
No, it's still Fat Fitzgerald.
Is there, how much would an Ole Miss fan pay me during the charity drive to dress up like a raccoon and go through Matt Luke's garbage in Oxford?
Let's find out.
I'll dress up like Tanuki Mario and I'll go through Matt Luke's garbage looking for anything incriminating. I'll be like, look, I found it. It's half and half.
How about we just lease this out as a service? You send Tanuki Spencer anywhere.
Oh, this is how we're going to make Charity Bowl money happen.
The problem is Matt Luke's going to look out his window, see Spencer in a Tanuki Mario suit, and be like, well, guess we got another new mascot. All right, whatever.
They seem to be getting less and less racist, at least.
We found breaking news, sorry. We've now found out the Land Shark is racist.